Let us do some sums from the second chapter. In the second chapter, we have different inventory control method. Two inventory control method. One is ABC plan method, always better control plan. And second one is maximum level, minimum level, fixation of level. Then we have valuation of stock. Valuation of stock, in that we have to calculate the stock price at the end of the month. So that can be calculated by three different methods. One is, now we are moving on to the sums of chapter 2. We are doing the sums from chapter 2. Now chapter 2, in that we have valuation of stock. Valuation of stock. For valuation of stock, I have mostly, which is used commonly right now in the practical, in the industry, various industries, FIFO method, weighted average method, and third one is LIFO method. So let us do some sums regarding FIFO method, weighted average method and LIFO method. They are important from the practical point of view as well as they are important from the exam point of view. You might get sums regarding FIFO, weighted average and LIFO. Chalo, I'll give you one example. Please write the example along with me. Yes, are you ready with that? Please write the example along with me. My example is, question is, on 1st January, on 1st January, I purchased 2000 units at the rate of 4 each. Got it? I've written it. I'm telling you to write it along with me. Okay. Then, on 15th Jan, again, I purchased 4000 units at the rate of 6 each. Yes, written. Now, sale. On 27th Jan, sale, goods sold, means sales units are, say, 4000 units. Sales units are 4000 units. Find closing stock. Find closing stock by which method? First is FIFO method. So they will give you the method and they will ask this question, find closing stock value by FIFO method. Now, according to FIFO method, what is FIFO method says? FIFO method says that first in, first out. Means the goods which you have purchased first, it will be sold first. So the goods which you have purchased, that is first in, this one, will be sold first. And then I will sell it from the new lot of goods. Understood? So, chalo check karte hain ki how it goes. Now, as per FIFO method, first in, first in, first out. So there is a sale of 4000 units. There is a sale of 4000 units. Yes. So I will first sell these goods first. That is 2000 at the rate of 4. That goods will be sold first. Why? You are asking me why? I will tell you FIFO method. First in, first out. FIFO method says that first in, first out. So according to this method, this concept, I have to sell the goods first from this lot. So therefore, for selling say 4000 units, I will remove this 2000 first. So this 2000 is gone, and the remaining 2000, because I have to sell 4000 units total out of 6000 stock, I have to sell 4000 units. So this 2000 will be sold first, right? After that, the remaining 2000 will be sold from this stock. So, from which stock is remaining in the godown now? 4 rupees stock or 6 rupees stock? Tell me now. Yes? Which stock is remaining in the godown now? 4 rupees stock or 6 rupees stock? Yes? वेरी गुड, पीपल आर सेइंग मी दैट 6 rupees स्टॉक इज रिमेनिंग इन द गोडाउन. व्हाई? बिकॉज आई हैव ऑलरेडी सोल्ड दिस स्टॉक. यू अंडरस्टूड? आई हैव ऑलरेडी सोल्ड दिस स्टॉक. आई हैव रिमूव्ड दिस स्टॉक. दिस मीन्स फर्स्ट इन फर्स्ट आउट, दैट्स दिस स्टॉक इज रिमूव्ड. 2000 is gone, but I have to sell 4000. So 2000 from the first lot, the remaining 2000 from this stock. So again 2000 is gone. So the stock which is remaining is at the rate of 6 rupees. So 2000 stock is remaining. 2000 into 6, 12000 is the cost of closing stock as per FIFO method. Understood? Yes? Enjoying? You are enjoying, right? So, have you got the gist of this? Because I sold 2000 rupees ka stock at the rate of 4 first. That's the reason I removed that. And remaining balance 2000 stock, I will be taking it from the new lot. So, I removed 2000 more from the new lot. So, what is the closing stock? Closing stock will be 2000 into 6. That is 12,000. So, 12,000 will be the value of closing stock as per FIFO method. Right? So, I think FIFO is clear. Okay, now I will give you one more sum. You only try and give it to me the answer. Okay, so for one more sum, just write down the sum. Just write down the sum. For one more sum, for your practice, write down the sum and give the answer. Give the answer to me. Okay, the one more sum, if I say that, on 17th March, one more sum, 17th March, company purchased 2000 units of stock at the rate of 5 rupees. You are writing with me, right? Okay. On 27th March, company again purchased 3000 units at the rate of 6 rupees. Okay, company sold 3000 units by FIFO method. Find closing stock. Find closing stock. Now, this is the new question which is, I hope you have copied the question along with my dictation. Yes. Now you keep on telling me how you will proceed. Yes. Someone from your side who is watching me right now. Okay. Okay. So you will be selling from this lot or this lot. What do you want to say? Yeah. Achha, you are selling that it will be sold from this lot. That's great. Why? Why? First in, first out. That means first in, first out. Very good. So how much units you have to sold? 3000. First from this, remaining from this. Kya baat hai? Very good. So let me explain to the others who are listening to me right now or watching this video right now. Okay, he gave that answer. Your friend already gave the answer. Just I will convey that message to you people. Okay, those who are listening right now, please, my friend already gave the answer. So now what he told, that sir, according to FIFO method, you first sell this stock first. So 2000 stock is gone. But I have to sell 3000. Okay, 2000 is gone. Remaining 1000, I will remove it from here. So stock remaining is 2000. At what rate? So closing stock is 2000 at the rate of 6. That is 12,000. Got the point? Yeah? So this only you give the answer, right? So my answer is right according to your explanation. Thank you very much. So now I think FIFO is clear to everyone. FIFO is clear to everyone. Shall we move on to the next method, LIFO. We move on to the next method, LIFO. So I will just change the example. Okay. So in this example, next question. On 20th March, purchase 3000 units at the rate of 5 rupees. At the rate of 5. Again, on 22nd March, company purchased more additional units at the 4000 at the rate of 6 rupees. At the rate of 6 rupees. Now, goods sold is 5000 units. 5000 units. Find closing stock, my dear. Find closing stock by LIFO method. What does LIFO method says? You know what is the full form of LIFO? LIFO means last in, first out. Jo last aya, wo first jayega. Right? So last kaun sa stock aya? 6 rupaye wala stock last aya aur 5 rupaye wala stock pehle aaya tha. So last stock will go first. So there is a sale of 5000 units. That means you will remove this 4000 first. Okay, I removed this 4000. And remaining 1000 I removed it from here. So what is the remaining stock? Sir, 2000. So what is the closing stock as per FIFO? 2000 into 5. That is equal to 10,000. So simple, right? So because you understood the concept very nicely, you have done the chapter very nicely. Thanks to you, kudos to you people, that you only make the chapter very easy because you have already gone through the concepts. That great, that make my efforts fruitful, or I get the advantage of that because you are already done with the concept. Kudos to you people. Chalo, we'll move on to the next example for the same. And I'm requiring your help in this case. Okay, let's move on to the next chapter. The next question of the same type. Okay. Question is, on 20th March, purchase 2000 at the rate of 2 rupees. On 21st March, 3000 at the rate of 3 rupees. On 24th March, okay, on 24th March, okay, sold 2000 units. Okay, then on 26th March, again purchased 4000 units at the rate of 4. On 28th March, sold 7000 units. What is the closing stock by LIFO method? Now, can anyone help me? Yeah, what I'm hearing something. You are telling that easy some sir is doing himself, and right now hard some sir is giving to us. Are you, don't worry, I'm there to help you. Don't worry. You just try this. You'll enjoy. Chalo, with your help and my efforts, we'll solve this. Though it is difficult for you, those who are from non-commerce background, they find it difficult. No problem. Chalo, with your help and my efforts, we'll solve this. Now, I have this stock, last in. This is the last in. Out of that, 2000 stock is gone. So, 2000 is gone. How much is remaining? I will slightly change this. The remaining is 6000, okay? Sold is 6000, okay? So, how much is remaining? 1000, okay. Then again I purchase 4000 units at the rate of 4. So I have 2000 at the rate of 2, 1000 at the rate of 3, and 4000 units at the rate of 4. I slightly changed the thing. Previously I had given 7000, I made it 6000, okay. So please take that note of that. So 6000 units I sold. Now 6000, 4000 last in first out, right? 4000 I will be selling it from here. 4000 is gone, 2 more thousand. 1000 I will be selling it for here, and remaining 1000 I will be selling it from here. So which stock is remaining. This is cancelled. Year 1000 was there. This is cancelled. 4000 plus 1000, 5000. Right? And one more 1000 from the above stock. So 1000 stock is remaining. So according to LIFO method, 1000 stock is remaining at the rate of 2 rupees. That is 2000. So what do you think? Though it was difficult for you, so it becomes very simple with your help and my efforts. Iske liye kehte hai, saathi haath badana. Thank you very much, my dear, for helping me, okay? We'll move further. Do you want one more sum of this type? Yes, but I'll give you another method, FIFO method. Chalo, no problem. With your public demand, I'll give you one more sums. Sir, give me one more sums. People are saying me, give me one more sums. That's great. Chalo. Come to this question. On 14th January, purchase 2000 at the rate of 4. On 15th January, purchase 3000 at the rate of 6. Then in between, you sold 2500 units. On which date, you know? On 16th of Jan. Right? On 16th of Jan. Now, on 18th of Jan, again you purchase 4000 units at the rate of 8. Are you writing with me or not? I'm dictating very slowly so that you can write along with me while watching the video. Yes? So that it will be helpful for you. Because once you listen and see the video and afterwards you will recollect, that will make little bit harder for you people. So at the same time, you write with me so that we can solve together. Saathi hath badana. Chalo. Then on 20th, you know, what you say? You sold 5000 units, not 5000, 4500 units. You sold 4500 units. Now my question is, find closing stock by FIFO method. What do you mean by FIFO method? First in, first out. First in, first out. So let us start with the FIFO method. First in, first out says that, first, what is the first sale? 2500. What is the first sale? 2500. So I'll be selling this to 2000 ka stock. It is gone. It is gone, yes? And 500 from here. If 500 is from here, how many stock is remaining? 2500 is remaining. This is a new stock. So I have made this sale. This is over. Now move on to the, now I have already 2500. Now again I purchase 4000 units more. So this is first in, this is last in. Okay. Now again, from this total 6500 units, I am selling 4500 units again. So first in, first out. I will remove this stock first. This stock is gone. 2500 from here and 2000 from here. What is remaining? 2000. So instead of solving each and every step, just put a cross mark so that during the exam time, in 1 minute time, you will be able to solve such a big sum. Easy way. Okay. So what is the stock which is remaining after this sale? 2000. 2000 into 8. That gives me 16,000. 2000 into 8, that gives me 16,000. So now I think you are liking this sum session effectively. That's great. That is my achievement. Thank you very much. We'll move on to the next part of this chapter, that is weighted average method. Okay? Okay. Now my friends, we'll move on to the next method of valuation of stock, which is weighted average method. So let us solve some problems relating to weighted average method. Okay, now in this, I'll give you one more sums. I'll teach you one more sum. And after that, you will solve with me one more sum. So that valuation of stock, problem regarding valuation of stock, if you get in exam or if you someone asks regarding doubt of this, you will be able to convey explain them effectively. Let us take one example that on 20th April, वी परचेज 2000 यूनिट्स एट द रेट ऑफ 2 रुपीस. ऑन 24th अप्रैल अगेन आई परचेज 3000 यूनिट्स एट द रेट ऑफ 2 ईच. टेक दिस एज दिस इज 2000. ओके आई विल जस्ट चेंज दिस 5000 at the rate of no don't take 5000 take 4000 at the rate of 3 at the rate of 3 don't take 3 this 2 this is 4 chalo because 8000 and 8000 divide by 6000 no problem though this is an example in which 20th April we have taken 2000 units at the rate of 4 and again on 24th April we purchase units 4000 units at the rate of 2, right? Goods sold is 3000 units. What is the value of closing stock by weighted average method? We call it as VAM method. So the question is 20th April 2000 units at the rate of 4. On 24th April 4000 units at the rate of 2. So out of that 6000 stock I sold 3000 units. Now in a weighted average method, how to calculate the cost per unit is equal to, see this is what is the cost 8000. And this is again 4 to 8000. So what is the total cost? 16000. The formula for calculating rate in weighted average method is total amount divided by total quantity. Total amount divided by total quantity. Now what is the total amount? 16000. And what is the total quantity? 6000. So get me the rate first. 16000 divided by 6000. 2 3 8 3 2 6 3 6 18. So 2.67 is the rate. Right, now with the help of this, you will calculate, since 3000 is sold, so what is your closing stock? You know, what is your closing stock? Closing stock will be 3000 into 2.67. That will give you near about 9000 amount, round figure. Not 9000, it will give you near about 8000. Why? Multiply this. Round figure is 8000. So this is how you will calculate first the weighted average, right? And then multiply with the remaining stock. So multiply this with the remaining stock, that will give you 8000. Got the point? You got the point? Easy? Okay. So move on to one more example of same time, in which we will see more accurately. Since now you know the formula in weighted average method, you know the formula. The formula for rate is equal to total amount divided by total quantity. Now take one more example. I purchase 3000 units at the rate of 3 each. That gives me 9000. Right? Again I purchase 2000 units at the rate of 2 each, not 2, 3 each. No, we'll take some example which becomes easier for us to divide. So 3000 into 3, 9000. Then units at the rate of 1 each, so 9000. That becomes 18000. Here it is 12000 units. Now what will be the rate for you? 18,000 divided by 12,000, 30 cancel. The rate is 1.5. Okay. Now, out of this, I sold 6,000 units. 6,000 units is sold by you. Out of this, I sold 6,000 units. Out of this, I have sold 6,000 units. So, what will happen? 1.5 into the remaining stock. Total 12,000. Out of that, you have sold 6,000. So, what is the remaining stock? 6,000. 6,000 into 1.5 gives you 9,000. This is the cost of your closing stock as per weighted average method. Now, I would like you to solve for me one more sum. Okay, let us take one more example. ₹8,000 units at the rate of 4 and ₹2,000 units at the rate of 5. I purchased, this is purchase, right? Then sold 7,000 units. Find closing stock as per weighted average method, WAM method. Okay, out of 10,000 units, I have already sold 7,000. So, what is the remaining stock? 3,000. For finding the closing stock, 3,000 into rate I have to find. Now, how to find out the rate? Let us apply the formula. What is the formula? This formula, total amount. What is the formula? Total amount divided by total quantity. What is the total amount? 8 4 is 32. And 2 5 is 10. So, answer is 42,000 divided by total quantity. So, that will give you 4.2. If I apply this formula, 42,000 divided by 10,000, that gives me 4.2. Yes? So, 4.2 into 3,000 will give you a figure. 12,600 is the answer. Because it is 0.0, right? So, 12,600 will be the value of closing stock according to weighted average method. You understood? Now, I think the problem is clear to you all, right? We will move on to the another topic of this chapter, which is the inventory control method. In that, we have inventory control, we have maximum level, minimum level, ordering level and economic order quantity. After finishing this, I hope you enjoyed this sum solving, enjoy the session along with me solving the sum, and you got the concept very much clear. Let us move on to the next topic of this chapter. Okay, let us try some of the problems from inventory control method. In one of the inventory control method, there is one topic called economic order quantity, that is called as EOQ. The formula for EOQ is equal to 2 into U into P upon S. 2 into U into P upon S, where U stands for unit consumed during the production, P stands for cost of placing the order, and S stands for storage cost. As you all know, economic order quantity is that quantity at which cost of placing the order, ordering quantity and ordering cost and storage cost will be at the minimum. So, in order to find that economic order quantity, we have to use this formula. What is economic order quantity? Economic order quantity is that quantity where your cost of placing the order and storage cost will be at a minimum level. Not zero, but at a minimum level. Because the main objective of inventory control technique is to minimize these two costs. So, this is one of the techniques through which we can minimize this cost, and accordingly we can order the quantity so as to keep the flow of raw material continuously to the production process. Now, let us solve the problem regarding EOQ. EOQ is a technique through which we can calculate that quantity in which your ordering cost and storage cost will be at a minimum level. So this is the formula for EOQ. So now with the help of this formula, we'll solve one problem. Okay. Now question is, unit consumed by the company during the course of business is equal to 8,000 units. Right? Cost of placing order is equal to 50 rupees. Storage cost is equal to 8% of cost of product. Cost of product. And cost of product is 40 rupees. Okay. Now with the help of this information, please find EOQ. EOQ, economic order quantity. Now my friends, unit consumed is stated as U. This is a short form in the formula U. So unit consumed, you have 8,000. Cost of placing order is 50. Storage cost is 8% of cost. 8% of cost. So that will give you 3 rupees 20 paise. Now since I told you to get a calculator having root sign, my dear, so let us put all this information in the given formula. My formula is 2 into unit consumed is 8,000 into 50 divided by 3 rupees 20 paise. Now do you have the calculator? Don't use mobile, because if mobile is out of range, network is not there, your calculator will not work. So use calculator for the calculation. It is a request. You will not understand why I am saying that thing. You understood? That's great. Please get me the answer. Yes, I am getting the answer from many people. Yes, tell me my friends. Yes, what you got? 50,000. Then what? Find it. Oh, very good. 500 units is the EOQ quantity. Means this much quantity if you purchase in the due course of business for keeping the flow of production process going on smoothly, 500 units should be produced. That will put less pressure on the storage cost as well as cost of placing order. You got the point? Now, are you ready for the next sum? Yes. Are you ready for the next sum? Okay, fine. I'll give you the next sum regarding next sum is unit consumed is 10,000 units. Cost of placing the order is 50. Cost of placing the order is rupees 50. Storage cost is 40% of cost. Storage cost is 40% of cost. Right? And cost of product is 40. Now, accordingly, please help me in finding the cost of EOQ. EOQ, unit consumed is 10,000, sir. Okay, very good. I got the answer. Cost of placing order is 50, sir. Okay, I get the answer. Sir, 40 rupees, 40% is 16 rupees, sir. Okay, fine. Now, please find out. You 2 into 10,000 into 50 divide by 16 rupees. Can anyone tell me the answer? Can anyone tell me the answer? Yes? Wow, you are so fast to calculate. I got the answer. 250 units from your side. Wow, that's great. That means you are in network, you are using mobile, then also you are getting the answer. That's great. So I think this concept is clear. Right? So we will now move on to the next part of this inventory control techniques, which is मैक्सिमम लेवल कैलकुलेशन, मिनिमम लेवल कैलकुलेशन, ऑर्डरिंग लेवल एंड रीऑर्डरिंग लेवल. ओके, आर यू रेडी? सो प्लीज स्टे विथ मी सो दैट आई विल मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट पार्ट एंड विल एंजॉय द सेम सम सेशंस. थैंक यू फ्रेंड्स. एज यू हैव कंप्लीटेड सम प्रॉब्लम्स फ्रॉम दिस चैप्टर टू ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ ईओक्यू, नाउ दिस इज अनदर टॉपिक ऑफ दिस चैप्टर इन विच यू कैन गेट सम ऑफ द प्रॉब्लम्स फ्रॉम दिस टॉपिक कॉल्ड इन्वेंट्री कंट्रोल. इन दैट देर इज वन टेक्निक of inventory control is fixation of level. So for in fixation of level, the company maintain the stock at maximum level and minimum level in order to have accurate stocking of goods, maintenance of goods, so that there will be a continuous flow of stock from the godown to the production department. So in order to keep that process going on, that flow continuously and smoothly going on, it is a responsibility for the company to control the inventory, and one of the method is by fixation of level. So inventory control helps the company to make a continuous flow of raw material stock from the godown to the production process or from the godown to the market. So that can be done only with an effective inventory control, which will reduce the cost of the material. So one of the techniques which company use is fixation of level. So in that you might get some in that topic related, you might get one problem in your exam, or you should know how the minimum and maximum level are maintained by the company, what are the things which they take into consideration for calculating that minimum and maximum level. Let us get an idea of this from a sum, right? So this is a sum which I have already made you see. In that I would like to request all my friends who are watching this video that I am going to solve this problem, and at the same time I want you to also solve the problem along with me. So for that, I am giving you a few minutes so that you can get your pen, pencil, calculator as well as a rough book so that you can do the sum along with me. Because I am going very slowly so that it should become an impact on your mind and it should be registered in your mind so that there is no question of rewinding that afterwards. So I am giving you a few seconds. Please get calculator and book and a pen. Yes, and then I will start. Yes, your time start now. Yes, so you are ready with that? Now you start. See, this is a sum in which I have taken two examples together so that there will be a feeling of solving two sums together. So material X and material Y. In that, information is given to you. This till here the information is given, right? After that I have written the formula. Material X and Y, minimum usage of both the metal is 50 units per week. Maximum usage is 150 units per week. Normal usage is 100 units per week. Right? Ordering quantity for X is 600 and for Y is 1000. Delivery period, X, minimum is 4, maximum is 6 weeks. For Y, it is, similarly for Y, it is 2 weeks minimum and 4 weeks maximum. I have put W, it means weeks for you. Now, in order to solve the problem, first you should know the formula. So I have written the formula, and you will think from that side watching this video, why sir had used some short forms in the formula? Why not sir have written the full form of the formula? Why? Because I have a very limited space. In that I have to show the sum as well as the formula, and if I have written the all full words, it would have not, I would have not be able to complete the whole sum in one screen. That's the reason. So that I wanted the sum as well as the answer together, so I have written some short forms. So I would like to put light on that short forms. Minimum level, min level means minimum level, is ordering level. OL means ordering level. Please write it down along with me and solve the sum along with me. Ordering level minus normal usage into normal delivery period. There is a star mark which is, I have put a point on above of normal delivery period. That means I want to explain, or I want to tell you, give you information that normal delivery period you have to calculate. So that means in this formula I have to calculate ordering level, which is not there, and normal delivery period, which is not there. So I have to calculate
to in order to calculate minimum level, first I have to calculate the ordering level and normal delivery period. Let us give an idea, get this point, that how to calculate normal delivery period. Normal delivery period, formula for normal delivery period is minimum and maximum. You have to take the average of minimum delivery period and maximum delivery period. That will give you normal delivery period. So how to get the average for x? 4 plus 6, 10 divided by 2. So for x, the normal delivery period is 5 weeks. And for y, 2 plus 4, I repeat, normal delivery period is nothing but average of the delivery period of minimum and maximum for each product. So how to find average? Get the total of both the weeks, minimum and maximum, 2 plus 4 divide by 2. That means 3 weeks. So I have already calculated, made you calculate the normal delivery period, which you have to keep in mind. If you want, I can write it for you. You are telling me to write, or you, it is okay if I don't write. You got the point. Okay, someone is saying, sir, we got the point, but someone is saying, sir, we want, you should write that. Okay, so let us, for them, I will find out the normal delivery period. Normal delivery period is equal to 4 plus 6 divided by 2, that is 5. And for y, it will be 2 plus 4 divided by 2, that is 3. So, I have calculated for you normal delivery period, 5 weeks. And for x, it is 5 weeks. And for y, it is 2 weeks. Now, let us calculate the ordering level. Now, ordering level, please, you have to solve the sum with me, right? Ordering level is equal to maximum usage into maximum delivery period. Okay, so let us calculate for y and x. You help me because you have calculator with you. I am very weak in my calculation because maths was a difficult chapter for me, subject for me. So I want your help. What you are saying, you are not going to help me. Why? You don't want to help me. Sir, you do the sum on your own. What is this? I thought you people will help me out. Okay, no problem, I will help myself. But it is very sad to hear that you are not helping me in my calculation. Let us see, if something wrong happens, then don't blame me for that. Okay, maximum usage. Maximum usage is how much? What is the maximum usage? 150 into maximum delivery period of x. X maximum delivery period is 6. So that gives me 900 if I am not wrong. If I am wrong, it is because of you. I will tell people that it is because of you. Okay. The history will follow that. You people have not helped me in calculation. Okay. Now, again for y, the maximum usage for y is again the same, 150. Into what is the maximum period for y? 4. So, I have calculated both the level for both the product. Ordering level for x is 900 and ordering level for y is 300. Ordering level for x is 900 and ordering level for y is 600, not 300. Since you are not helping me, that's the reason it is going wrong. But God is helping me. So he told me, sir, there is a mistake. So thank you, God. Thank you very much. Okay. So now let us start minimum level of x. Minimum level of x formula is ordering level, that is 900, minus normal usage. Normal usage is how much? 100 units. Into normal delivery period, which I calculated the corner of that, of my left hand side. Right? That is 5. So, 900 minus 500 gives me 400. Since you are not helping me, God is helping me. Dev is helping me. So, 400 units. You got the answer? Now, similarly, can you do for me calculation for y? Ordering level for y is 600, my dear. So, 600 minus normal usage for everyone, it is 100 into normal delivery period, which I have calculated at the corner. Please check and get me the answer. 600 minus 300 gives me 300 units. All these are units. So what is the minimum level quantity for x? 400 units. And for y, it is 300 units. So I have completed the minimum level, two sums together I have solved without your help. So no problem, but I'll keep on always helping you. You don't worry. You are not helping me, but I'll keep on always helping you. So now we will go for the next maximum level. So maximum level formula is ordering level which we have calculated, and what do you say? Ordering quantity. Ordering quantity is here. Yes, ordering quantity is here. So let us start. Ordering level for X is 900 plus ordering quantity is 600 minus minimum usage. Minimum usage is 50 per week into minimum delivery period. Minimum delivery period. Minimum delivery period of X is 4. So I think the answer is, please help me here. I am just requesting. You're not helping? No problem. I will get my answer. God, please help me. It is 1500 and 15 to 4. I think it is 200. What do you say? 200? No? I don't mind, but you're not helping me. So I am writing my answer because according to my calculation, my calculator, which is there in my mind, it's saying 200. So the maximum level quantity is 1300 for X. 1300 for X. Right? Now, similarly, I will do it for Y also. So, will you help me now? Yeah, someone is saying, sir, yes, sir, we will help you. Okay. So, ordering level for Y is 600, which is there, plus ordering quantity. Ordering quantity of Y is 1000, my dear. It is there in the sum. See that. It is there in the sum. Ordering quantity, 1000. Right? Minus. What is the formula? Minimum usage. Minimum usage is 50 and minimum delivery period for Y is 2 weeks. Now the answer is 1600 minus 100. The answer will be 1500 units. So I hope you enjoyed the sum. Without your help, I have done this sum. But I am just joking. You are helping me behind. I am getting a telepathy answer. There are people who are helping me. Thank you very, very much for your kind help. Thank you. Without your help, it was not possible for me to do the sum because my calculation is weak. So I hope you have understood this whole chapter's problem effectively. Since in the previous part of this video, I have explained you EOQ, right? And in this minimum and maximum level. So this type of sums you may get in your exam, but I'm not explaining you from the point of view of exam, but I just wanted to clear this concept with the help of one problem. So I did it. I hope you enjoyed. So now we will move on to the next chapter, that is ABC method costing problem. Right? So just give me 1 minute time so that you can recollect the whole formula. Till that time, I will give you the next problem.